there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. We are here on location at Ignite in Orlando, which is lovely. Massive rainstorm last night.
That is right.
And I am here with Priya, who is the master of all things data in my team. And she is going to walk us through a little bit of what was exciting about Ignite. And I'll ask some weird questions because she understands that a lot deeper than me. And so I'm going to try and stump her. No. So tell us a little bit about what was announced here at Ignite in regards to data and what got you really excited about some of the opportunities that we're going to see for customers.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Corey. Hi, everyone. Let me start with some fun facts. What's so exciting and why the announcements, data announcements and Ignite are so impactful for our business. So 2 billion core hours are running Azure data today. So every core is a consumption for us. And we have about 42,000 accounts which can actually migrate and take advantage of these announcements that what we had in Ignite. Mm. So that's what keeps me exciting.
That's a lot of core hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which already is running on
and
Azure.
So that is running today. It's customer solutions or that's running migration solutions for customers or both?
Both.
All things data. Great. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So it's a big deal. It's a big deal and we are growing 100% year over year
on
this.
It's also a big deal.
So we have to a great acceleration.
That's right. And this is why Satya talked about it so much in his keynote even. Wow, okay.
So this keynote was phenomenal and all data geeks, you have to be super excited because we had lots of data announcements.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the first one.
Okay.
So Azure Synapse Analytics, as we call them, or people call them as Azure Synapse as well.
Mm-hmm. Named after the brain firing things.
The neurons, which connects the synapse in our head, right?
Okay.
Because it connects things.
This helps people understand when I do this with my hand what it is.
That's easy.
You've
reference.
Never seen this show before, clearly. Go on.
Yeah.
So synapse analytics. Go.
So quick thing. Traditionally, big data analytics or analytics, right? It's the most evolved thing in the enterprise computing because every customer has data. Data is the gravity. Data is a sticky workload. We all know about it. But traditionally, we have approached in different spectrum of things. One, we've talked about operational analytics. We've talked about big data. We've talked about just data lakes. Now, for the first ever time, no one else has it in the market. We are bringing the data lake concepts and the analytical concepts all together in one big integrated platform
experience.
Yes. And also, what are usual complexities which we face is, okay, I have to do an ingestion, I have to do a storage, and I have to take care of
clean
my
the
computer.
Data, then I have to write, right,
yeah,
exactly.
And then I have to do some modeling on top of it, which is your
and
typical,
then visualization. And
exactly.
So on. Yep.
A typical data warehouse, and then goes into the visualization aspects of it. And then comes the important point, right? After we got the data, somebody has to mine the insights, which is the machine learning part of it. So I'm talking about five different roles in a typical IT organization.
Right. And five different services in a typical cloud.
Correct.
But so Azure is not a typical cloud.
It is not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of a kind and best of a kind.
Yes.
And so Azure Synapse Analytics brings everything together. The cool factor about it is you don't have to worry. It's a serverless concept as well. I mean, who has this at
very
scale?
Cool. Got it.
And if you are even going on a provision resources, it's limitless. That's
right.
What Rohan on stage talked about, that we had the TPCH benchmark on a petabyte scale.
Right.
We actually ran queries both on Azure and GCP and Amazon. Few things never came back.
Right.
But we came back in less than 9 seconds.
Actually. Wow.
Yeah.
And so this was the demo that if people haven't seen it, they should definitely go look. The demo that Rohan ran where he showed again the and that is available today, Synapse, with those experiences in that limitless scale. People can go put their applications, put their end-to-end data solutions in GA today on top of Synapse.
That is right.
Great.
So we even have an accelerate program where we are taking this end-to-end experience of how do you educate your customer, analytics in a day, what kind of programs and offers do you need, what's the migratable estate from an analytical workload aspect, and then
and how customers can then learn about all of this as part of training programs and so on.
So this is we having an accelerate program.
Yes,
so as Corey said, we can actually go do it today and also get to preview some of the serverless and advanced capabilities.
Right,
as well.
Which again are super
unique. Yeah, multi-cloud, all
love
of that.
It.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that is the Synapse story, and it's very, very cool. And like you said, sort of the many of the analytics portions are available today.
Yeah.
And you can see sort of as part of the demo that Rohan ran how much faster we are than some of our competitors.
Yeah.
And then some of the experiences like the serverless experience and some of the, you know, end-to-end the end-to-end experiences.
Some of those are
more preview. People can try them out and get going.
Yeah.
Great. So that is sort of our cloud analytics opportunities that we have end-to-end.
Yeah.
We also announced some very interesting hybrid opportunities or hybrid solutions, right, with this Arc thing. Can you tell a little bit about this data story when it comes to Arc and what that will mean for customers?
It's pretty exciting. As we enable our customers on our migration journey, we see data which is sitting on the edge, absolutely fascinating. And then we have this on-prem world and we have this multi-cloud world. So think of Arc as a hybrid strategy across all of this. So we allow customers to experience cloud scale features regardless where they are in their journey.
Correct.
That's a revolutionary concept. It's unbelievable, right? So infrastructure, things are great thing. Erin Chappell did an amazing job demonstrating this feature. So it's like one single control plane where you can actually see your workloads and your servers and
instances
across all different clouds. So now specifically talking about the Azure Data Services on cloud, that's absolutely brilliant because we are able to now take advantage of your SQL on-prem being onto this hybrid capabilities now. And also Azure Postgres Hyperscale.
Right.
Both are available right
and
now.
And so what this will actually mean for a customer, they will be able to go into the Azure portal. Manage with governance, with security, with access control, all of the things that you sort of, you know, if you're using Azure already, you've come to know and love. If you haven't yet used it, it's one of the opportunities of deploying in Azure. You get all this centralized governance and control, higher levels of security. But now it allows you to basically stretch that control plane into an on-premises environment with whether it be data or whether it be infrastructure or with Kubernetes-based clusters.
Yeah.
And so that is sort of the view of what this, and that's why the Arc into on-prem, I guess that's what the...
The names.
Is that where the name, do you
that,
know?
That is true,
where the name, okay.
If you see the architecture picture, it's got
it
the edge and the on-prem and the
and
hybrid, so it's an Arc.
There's arcs into, there's an Arc into them. Thank you, Priya.
My pleasure.
This is very, very exciting. And so, so like you said, both SQL and Postgres will have that Arc.
That's right.
And
we will continue to bring the other data services in the next future releases. But this is a great start because these are the most prominent workloads. Customers do have it today. At such an ease and seamless way, they could pretty much take advantage of the cloud capabilities.
I love it.
Exciting.
That's awesome. So Priya, this is the final question for you. This is your first Ignite. Is that correct?
That's true.
So tell me what struck you the most about Ignite in general, just top of mind.
Yeah. I completed my 6 months in the company,
Yes.
And my first Ignite, indeed.
Yes.
And as a technology geek, it's absolutely fascinating to see how robust cloud capabilities and data products that we've been launching.
Yeah.
And also as we launch, the customers who are able to come up on stage and to be able to say how they've been on the journey with us already, what possibilities that they are able to see it.
Yeah.
And having an open dialogue right here with the customer, that's completely new, and
it's
I really love this.
Yeah.
So it's not just a launch and an education
and
session.
It's, like
it's
a,
really about, you know, working it, making it available for our customers. I'm just loving it.
Good. Well, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for listening in on what talking about Synapse and Arc.
Yeah.
These are the two official now signs here. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful Tuesday. And stay tuned for more sessions about some of the Ignite announcements coming up here in the future. Thank you, Priya.
Thank you, Rory.
Thank you, and have a good
day.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye. I get it.
See, you have to pee. Look
there
hard.
We go. It's recording now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. He'll edit it. It's fine. He'll make it look good. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do this, but I don't think I need to because we don't have mics on. All right. It didn't stop.